What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And once again, our toll-free numbers are is working here, and it is 800-313-9443. So you can throw those other numbers away here. We're back in the land of the living. We have risen. We have risen. Now, when you go over to a political candidate's official webpage, there's always a donate button. And when you go into that donate button, there'll be little boxes where you fill out your credit card information or your PayPal information. And then to judge by Donald Trump's website, there's a little box that you can check saying, make this a recurring donation. Should be optional. Apparently, there's been a bit of a goof. I'm sure that's what Hillary Clinton's campaign is going to say. But apparently, one-time donors who donated using their credit cards were somehow automatically put in the category of recurring donations month after month after month after month. And Wells Fargo Fraud Department is inundated with calls from all these low-income Clinton supporters reporting these unauthorized charges. Now, they're reporting it because they're watching their credit card statements very, very closely. People who are a little better off, they may not be catching these $10, $20, $50 charges on their card month after month. So if you've donated to the Hillary Clinton campaign, and I can't imagine anybody listening to this show who has, but you better check your credit card statement. And I'm sure they'll just say it was a computer goof, because after all, Hillary doesn't know anything about computers or servers or the rest of it. But you might want to take a look at that. Things are looking very dark for Hillary. And over at the Washington Times, they have an article describing Hillary Clinton's campaign as nothing short of a disaster. And Hillary has made some major goofs. The comment about deplorables has turned into a crisis. It's backfired horribly. People are wearing "I'm a deplorable" shirt. Businesses are putting "We're deplorable, vote for Trump" on their marquees out front. And this whole fainting pneumonia issue is a disaster. And all the pollsters like John Zogby are out there saying they're in crisis mode. They're saying it's all been handled badly. And above all, the issue about whether Hillary can be trusted. Is she trustworthy? Is she truthful? And questions about her judgment. So it is a mess. And we still have 53 days to go before the election. It's only going to get worse from here. There's the momentum. Now, again, the reason Hillary and the corporate media tried to do this gotcha with Donald Trump on the birther issue is they're desperate for a distraction because so many things have gone wrong. And they were going to do it with the birther. Next, they'll say that Donald Trump is an alien from another planet or whatever. Anything they can put out there to distract you from what's going on, especially the most recent release of DNC emails from the group DC Leaks. And we still have another huge batch coming in from Julian Assange. Now, remember David Seaman? He used to be a contributor to Huffington Post, and he got booted for questioning Hillary's health. And he's out there saying DC insiders are terrified by what's in these latest email dumps. Remember, CNN came on out just an hour after they were released and said, "We've read them all. There's nothing there. You don't need to read these emails. There's absolutely nothing in there of any interest to anybody." And then you had the interim chair of the Democratic National Committee literally out there saying, "If you read these emails, your computer will get infected with malware. It's all, you know, being done by the Russians and by hackers, and you shouldn't even go anywhere near those DNC." And the fear is palpable. And David Seaman is out there saying he's got good contacts within the Democratic Party and says the evidence is unequivocal. Obama sold top positions in the administration in exchange for donations. And they not only knew what was going on in the emails, they're saying, how do we hide this? How do we make it less obvious? This is what's going on. Ambassadorships, positions at the FCC, and there are two problems with that. Over and above the fact that all of this is illegal and corrupt as all heck. We have people in positions of authority and influence who are there only because they got a lot of money to throw around. And that does not automatically make them the best qualified to be in those positions. In the case of ambassadorships, we should have people who are diplomats, who are experienced diplomats, not just somebody who's got a huge profitable hedge fund. We have a government of incompetence. And I think a good example of that is FBI Director James Comey. And before I explain that, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the latest revelations of corruption within the Democratic Party, within the State Department, within the Clinton Foundation, and within the Obama White House itself. That's the big scandal they're hoping to distract you away from with all this nonsense about Trump and the birther thing. But I was talking about James Comey, and a lot of people have pointed out James Comey has no prior law enforcement experience. Not too long ago, he was on the board of HSBC while they were laundering drug money. So what qualifies him to be head of the FBI? Obama put people at the FCC with absolutely no knowledge of communications and media, but they were wealthy donors. We need to return to the idea of a meritocracy. I am hoping that Donald Trump will craft an administration made out of people who are actually qualified to do the jobs they were appointed to do. Because we need that right now. If you have somebody at the deputy top position of the FCC who doesn't know anything about that, they're not going to know when the subordinates are making mistakes or doing things that are going to be harmful. We need to return to meritocracy in our nation. That the positions and the authority go to people who are best qualified, not the ones who are connected, not the correct bloodlines like the Bushes and the Clintons, but pure meritocracy. Now, we're seeing a story that came out of Investment Watch blog where Fox, MSNBC, CNN, even BuzzFeed have clamped down on this latest DNC leaks. They absolutely do not want you to know that this pay-for-play scandal goes beyond the State Department under Hillary Clinton up to the Obama White House itself. All right, let's take a phone call. Bob in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I think what the Clinton campaign is doing is they have been listening to the talk show hosts, these milquetoast talk show hosts on the left out across the nation, listening to their hate speech, listening to them blaming whites for everything, listening to them trying to conflate racism to only white police officers, listening to the rhetoric of the left. And so she thought she would adopt this because she thought she was surrounded with herself, not realizing that everyone hears this. Unlike when Donald Trump speaks, he doesn't exactly use the hate speech on people. He's saying, I'm trying to protect America. We're trying to watch out. And she's targeting Americans, and people realize that. So I think her biggest problem is what we have is we have these talk show hosts around the country, these lefties, who they're so upset with America. They know that Obama has failed them and let them down and stabbed them in the back. And they're afraid to say anything about it. And anyone who calls in and challenges anything that Obama administration has done, you're immediately dismissed as a racist. Oh, you just don't like him because he's black. And they always try to use this little polemic that is quite frankly sickening. So I'm glad it turned around on him.
Yeah, it did. And, of course, Hillary's campaign's been doing the same thing. If you're critical of Hillary Clinton, you're just being sexist. But they used it too many times, and they wore it out. And people are now aware that, yeah, this is how Hillary Clinton's been handling her campaign. it's all divide and conquer. Fan up the race issue, fan up gay hate, and then exploit it for votes. And people are seeing through that now. And Hillary was literally banking taking the White House on the vagina vote. That's starting to fail her. A lot of women are looking at Hillary and realizing that she's actually damaging the image of women, because Hillary is not successful because she's smart and hardworking. She's successful because she's a cheat. And most women, even the hardcore feminists, don't want that part of the image. Hillary was trying to pander to the black vote, fanning up racism with all of these staged incidents involving racial violence. But even the Black Lives Matter leadership are out there saying Hillary is saying exactly what we want to hear, and that's the problem. Because we have no way of knowing she will actually keep any of her words, and that is really where Hillary is the weakest. She is a serial liar. When she was talking with the environmentalists, she was saying, we're going to shut down the coal mines. Then when she was campaigning in coal country, she was saying, we're going to give you government subsidies and keep you open. And because people can compare notes across the internet, they're all looking at this and saying, how do you know when Hillary Clinton is lying? Her mouth moves and words come out.
I absolutely agree with you, Michael. You know, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, which is sort of a liberal bubble. We're here in the beautiful mountains, and if there's any way that I could get you stateside, I would help get you over here, because I'd like to partner with you, because I'm so ready to push back on these bastards. But let me say this. We had Donald Trump come into our civic center, and the police did a pretty poor job of keeping the liberal protesters away from the Trump supporters as they left the civic center. And actually, there was a couple altercations, and there was some of these older kind of hippie liberal women, which is fine. Honestly, we don't care. As a matter of fact, our new police chief is a lesbian who came down here with a partner from Arlington, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so now the lefties, not only did they start a confrontation, now the lefty media is blaming the police, which they didn't do that great of a job. But it seems like their whole goal is to try to get people in trouble. We hate what they'll say is, we hate the police. Oh, the police are so bad. But then as soon as you turn around on them and say, listen, buddy, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. Oh, I'm being threatened. I think I'm going to call the police right away. And they run to them. As a matter of fact, I'm in a pissing match with a little milquetoast talk show host here on the left who constantly calls them white boy, points out the fact that, you know, whites are racist, tries to tie KKK, brings up David Duke, constantly, it's deafening, and it's actually working against them. Well, I've been banned from the station because I have a good take, and so I sent a couple emails, and now I'm being threatened with, we have a whole dossier on you, and we're going to turn it over to the authorities. What's your next move? And I'm not afraid of these guys, but mm-hmm. The point is that we all need to stand up to these little yellow cowards who've done nothing in their lives except point a finger. They haven't lifted a finger to help America. They've been pissing on it their whole life. And quite frankly, I think what we need is not a revolution. We need some kind of a reconciliation. We need to reconcile some of our differences and understand that it's not social justice we necessarily need out here. If we could get economic justice, the 99% versus the 1%, then we can get back to a more cohesive society.
Well, I would be fully in favor of some kind of a truth and reconciliation movement, but there's going to be absolutely no progress made in that direction until everybody is willing to stop all the pretense and all the cover-up and say, look, this is what's really been going on in this country. And the core of Hillary's supporters are these politically correct liberals who honestly believe that they can remake the world in their own image, and everybody else will just start believing and thinking the way they do. And that is their primary fallacy, and that's why everything they do keeps self-destructing. It's interesting. When they can't win the debate, when they can't shut you down, they'll come on out and say, we're getting all kinds of weird sounds, and I don't know why. All right, and we're going to
with the police on these guys. I mean, it's ridiculous. I've not done a thing. I draw some lampooning pictures. I'm a pretty good artist. If you need an artist to put something on your website, let me know. I'll glad you send me some things. I love lampooning these boys.
Well, you know, I'm always willing to look at anything that people send in for publication on whatreallyhappened.com. I do a lot of the graphics that are on the webpage. I do myself. I'm pretty good with Photoshop. But to complete my previous thought, we're starting to see where a lot of these liberals and Hillary supporters are out there with these bogus threats of lawsuits. If you refuse to agree with their view of X, we're going to sue you for defamation. And, of course, they don't have a leg to stand on. In another context, when you're threatening a lawsuit, it's as good as saying, I know that what I'm presenting here isn't the truth. Because you don't need a lawsuit to get the truth out there. All the way through history, from Galileo to Ernst Zundel, it's the liars who resort to the force of the courts to try and enforce adherence to dogma, not truth, not facts. And so we're seeing a lot of that come out as well. Anyway, listen, Bob, we're going to let you go here. We've been getting some weird sounds off of your line. We're going to switch over to Fran in Washington State. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Longtime listener, love what you do. Let's talk about power creating divide and conquer. Now, mm-hmm. We all know that divide and conquer is a military way of doing war.
Well, okay. It's also political. It's also political.
Yeah, okay, and so, if we've got a right and a left, think about a team of horses. If the right horse is going right and the left horse is going left, the wagon is getting absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, but that's okay if the person who if the person who owns the wagon is happy with that. I'm not sure that's a solid analogy. But again, the reason for our government to play divide and conquer with the American people is so that we don't unite together against the real source of all of our troubles and privations. And I'll give you another example. Back in the 1960s, the American people were really fed up with the war in Vietnam. They were starting to come together. With the opposition to the war was crossing all demographics. And so the FBI started this operation called COINTELPRO, all of it highly illegal. And they went on out there and they tried to disrupt and discredit the anti-Vietnam movement. They tried to disrupt and discredit the civil rights movement. They intentionally tried to fan racial tension between the blacks and the whites to keep us scared of each other and dependent on the government, fighting each other and not paying attention to what the government was doing. And they pulled dirty tricks like the Black Panther coloring book.
Examples are absolutely correct. I'd like to talk about way back when the Democratic Party and the Republican Party were quote unquote created, and mm-hmm. that is how long that the power has had the power to put us at each other's throat. If we are going to make America great again, we all have to be going in the same direction. This two-party system is ridiculous.
Well, the reason we have a two-party system is in order to save corporations, bribe money and campaign contributions. When the United States was started, there was no limit on how many political parties you could have, and parties would come and go, and they would form, and they would put together their platforms and their candidates, and that meant if somebody wanted to bypass the will of the voter, they might have to be making donations to 8 or 10 different candidates. So they said, well, we're only going to have two political parties, the two established entrenched political parties, and that way we only have to donate to two different candidates to completely bypass the will of the voters. And that was the origin of the two-party system. And the real risk we have right now is with the Democrats self-destructing. We might wind up a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union, and I don't think any of us want to go that way. Even Republicans, we don't want to go that way. All right, well, listen, Fran, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And people are now starting to come forward and say that they originally heard this whole birther nonsense about Obama from Clinton people, like Sidney Blumenthal. This all came out of Hillary's 2008 campaign, and she tried to use it to get Donald Trump, and it backfired. And they're in a panic over there. The whole establishment's in a panic because they've lost control of the system. They've lost control of the minds of America. Everybody understands what's really been going on in this country for the last 30 years, and it's very, very ugly. Now, yesterday, the CEO of the Clinton Foundation, Donna Shalali, went on MSNBC and said, yeah, there was pay for play. They called it courtesy appointments. If you make a donation to the Clinton Foundation, you got a courtesy appointment over at the State Department. And gee, we don't understand why everybody's just making such a big deal about this. Yeah, it's just, you know, the way these things get done in Washington, D.C. In other words, it's the everybody does it, so why are you bothering me excuse here. One of the very largest donors to the Clinton Foundation, Chinese businessman Wang Liang Wang, has just been caught up in a China vote-buying scandal. So it's just piling on. There's just so much corruption in there, they can't duct tape it to keep it all from leaking out here. Donald Trump has issued a challenge to Barack Obama, and no, it's not about where he was born. He's basically saying that Barack Obama is being paid by the people of the United States of America to be the president of the United States of America, not to be spending all his time campaigning for Hillary Clinton. Now, politicians who are seeking re-election, it's sort of understood they have to go on out there and campaign. But Obama is not running for re-election. He has absolutely no business being on the campaign trail at all. And if he wants to put in one appearance here or one appearance there, maybe. But he's already said he's going to take the entire month of October off and do nothing but campaign for Hillary Clinton. And that's not his job. And Obama is out there. Apparently, Obama was up at a campaign event in Philadelphia, said, I really, really, really want to elect Hillary Clinton. Because if Donald Trump becomes president and Trey Gowdy's the new attorney general, that whole narcocracy is going to start being torn apart bit by bit by bit. And they're getting really desperate out there. Harry Reid came out with a comment. Donald Trump is a human leech who will bleed the country. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black when you look at all the corruption and theft that Harry Reid has been doing. Anyway. Bill Clinton still making the rounds on Hillary's campaign trail, trying to joke about all this hullabaloo over Hillary Clinton's email scandal. It's nothing. Why are you people even looking at this? There's nothing there. It's just a bunch of hullabaloo, and it's silly, and you really shouldn't be paying any attention to that at all. Yeah, we should. Now, when you're looking for something that's being covered up, what you do is you look for where all the cover-ups and deceptions and distractions overlap. That most protected point. And that most protected point in this case is Hillary's private email server and who had access to it and whether they were paying for that access. And the more I see the corporate media duck this question, the more I see the government duck this question, the more I see Bill Clinton duck this question, and try to distract everybody from it, the more convinced I am. This is a legitimate question. Was Hillary Clinton selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations to her Clinton Foundation? It's a valid, legitimate question. It deserves to be asked. It demands an answer. We're going to keep on pushing on that one. Okay, getting on to the international scene here. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is out there saying that Russia hopes no one in the U.S. is trying to shield terrorists in Syria. And this is a very polite way of saying that the U.S. is still protecting ISIS and Al-Qaeda inside Syria. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the war zones here, and things are not going very good for the U.S. in Syria. Russia is now very gently pointing out that one of the ceasefire agreements that the U.S. agreed to but has not carried out was to separate the so-called moderate rebels away from the outright terrorists so the terrorists could be bombed by Russia and Syria. They are not part of the ceasefire. And the U.S. is just kind of like, we're not sure. You know, it's not like they have ID cards. They could be moderates. They could be ISIS. We don't really know. Well, they could always check the shipping labels on the weapons. That ought to tell them who got the stuff. And it's not going very good because now even the American-backed rebels are getting sick and tired of the U.S., and there was this embarrassing incident in a town, Al-Ray, where the American-backed rebels forced U.S. commandos to get out calling them crusaders, infidels, and dogs. He just said, get out. We're fed up with you. Now, Egyptian state media has come out with a story claiming that ISIS is a made-up enemy, which we already knew, and that 9/11 was carried out by the U.S. government in order to justify this war on terror, meaning a war on the Middle Eastern oil nations. This is in the Egyptian state media. So it looks like the puppet ruler they put in there to replace Morsi is starting to strain at the leash. Now, getting on back to some of these leaked emails, some of the emails reviewed by foreign policy website Loblog pointed out one in which former Secretary of State Colin Powell acknowledges that Israel has a nuclear arsenal of 200 warheads at least. And in that same email, Powell rejected the claims that Iran was just a year away from having a nuclear weapon. And, of course, we know that the entire case that Iran was building a nuclear weapon was a fraud, was based on the laptop of death, which was proven a hoax. But there's another issue here that you need to keep in mind. With Colin Powell, the former Secretary of State, admitting Israel has nuclear weapons, it creates another problem for the U.S. government. Because under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and under the Glenn Act, it is illegal for the U.S. government to take your money and give it to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and allow IAEA inspections. You've probably heard over this last week how the U.S. has just signed a record-setting $38 billion deal for Israel, and every penny of it is a crime because Israel does have nuclear weapons. Colin Powell's admitted it in his private email. We know that Israel was trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to the former government of South Africa. And Israel will not sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and Israel will not allow IAEA inspections. And that means that every single Israel firster politician in this country who's sending money over to Israel, you know, Lindsey Graham was out there saying $38 billion isn't enough. We've got to give them more, another billion here. They're all criminals under the U.S. laws. They are criminals. They are stealing your money to give to their masters in Tel Aviv. And it's all a violation of U.S. law. Now, over in Sweden, earlier this year, they signed what is called the Host Nation Support Agreement with NATO, meaning Sweden will allow NATO to have troops and weapons sitting on their territory. Despite this, NATO has come on out and said under no circumstances would they be interested in actually being a member of NATO. They understand that there is an agenda to foment a war in Europe against Russia, and Sweden doesn't want to have anything to do with it. All right, let's talk about the economic news just a little bit. David Stockman, who is an economic expert, is out there taking a look at our stock market. And by the way, they did not have their traditional Friday happy ending today. And he's saying the current stock and bond bubbles today are actually much worse than they were in 1929, which was the big crash that started the depression of the 1930s. He's saying it's worse now. It's more overvalued. The bubbles are bigger, and bubbles like to go pop. We're being set up for a repeat of 2008, if not 1929. And nobody seems willing to deal with that head on in our current administration. Now, Harvard Business School has come out with a report, Problems Unsolved in a Nation Divided, the State of the U.S. Competitiveness in 2016. And as usual with Harvard, it's very long and very obfuscated. But the short version is Harvard Business School has concluded that the political infighting, corruption, confusion, chaos is the big problem with America's ability to compete internationally. All these different agendas out there fighting with each other. We've got way too many politicians, way too many bureaucrats. We actually have more people working in government than working in manufacturing. And that's a red warning flag right there. In a healthy business or a healthy country, management should never exceed 10% of the workforce. And here we have management exceeding the workforce. Now, Harvard's also come out with 9 charts that illustrate that there actually is no Obama recovery. It isn't there. And these charts include things like decline in real income for Americans, balance of trade accelerating against us, trust and confidence in the government, which has just fallen off the edge of a cliff. And the White House is out there saying that anybody who doubts that the economy is in recovery, you're just peddling fiction here. I mean, we're the government. We wouldn't lie to you. But they are, and you don't need Harvard to tell you that. You don't need me to tell you that. Just walk down the street of your local town, city, or village. Look at the cracks in the pavement, the rust and corrosion on all the metalwork, the decay, the third world quality that we're seeing everywhere, the retail vacancies, the homelessness. We're in very, very dark times economically. And the politicians don't even want you thinking about it for the election. So they run up the stock market, so they got some numbers to play around with. They lie about unemployment. And say, see, everything's fine. We're doing a really good job. You should vote us back into power here because, well, if you're hungry and jobless and you've lost your home, it has to be your fault because look at the stock market. Don't you ever get sick and tired of being lied to? Don't you ever get angry about being lied to? Because if you really think about it, when the government is lying to you, it is an insult. They think you're a moron. They think you're a simpleton. They think you're a child, that you'll believe everything that you're told. They're not treating you with respect due to a human being. They're treating you like you're their property. You're part of the livestock, their herd. You have to be managed. That's how they think about you. Now, Elizabeth Warren is on the warpath. She's out there pressuring both the Department of Justice and the FBI to explain why there were no criminal prosecutions of the banksters who were behind that 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. And we know that fraud was committed. Now, corporate protection for corporate officials is limited. The way corporations are set up, if I am running a corporation, Consolidated Lint, and it goes out of business just because of market reality. People don't want to buy lint. They have enough at their home in the dryer or something. And the company goes broke. And the company is bankrupted and liquidated, but my personal wealth is protected by corporate law. But that doesn't apply if I've committed a criminal act. And that's what Elizabeth Warren is going on about. We know that the people behind the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud knowingly were committing fraud. Why were they not arrested? Why were they not indicted? Why were they not given a trial and put in jail? Our country has literally turned upside down. Innocent, law-abiding Americans are being punished with civil forfeiture, with oppressive regulation, with constant surveillance. The criminals, the Wall Street banksters, Hillary Clinton, are being protected. Our entire society is now upside down, which is usually the forerunner of revolution to bring things back into line. Now, Wells Fargo's drawing a lot of heat. They did that fraud where they were creating accounts for customers without their permission in order to churn overdraft fees or whatever else they were doing to meet sales goals. 5,300 Wells Fargo employees have been fired. The top executives are being left alone. The person in charge of this fraud has retired with a $125 million golden parachute. The CEO of Wells Fargo refuses to step down. Congress is investigating. By golly, that will fix them. No, it won't, because unfortunately on the House panel investigating Wells Fargo, it's peopled with representatives who are among the top cash recipients of Wells Fargo's campaign donations. Wells Fargo is going to buy their way out of this mess the way Deutsche Bank did, the way HSBC did, and the corruption will continue on. Maybe. Now, as I mentioned before, there are rumblings from within the Justice Department that they may reverse Loretta Lynch's deferred prosecution agreement because there was a fine there, and they said, well, the charges are sort of hanging out in limbo, but they're not going to go forward. But as part of this deferred prosecution agreement, HSBC promised they would establish new internal review procedures to catch and punish potentially criminal activities by employees. And apparently they did not, because HSBC currency trader Mark Johnson and associate Stuart Scott were engaged or have been charged with a conspiracy to rig currency benchmarks by front-running customer orders. And the Department of Justice may tear up that agreement. I'll believe it when I see it, as long as Loretta Lynch is Attorney General. Because if HSBC goes on trial, that whole sleaze deal of James Comey being on the board is going to be made public. The fact that Loretta Lynch gave him that sweetheart deal at the beginning is going to be made public. People are going to be digging into the fact that HSBC is a regular contributor to the Clinton Foundation. It's just all this one gigantic Gordian knot of corruption that is becoming visible. Corruption hates the sunlight, and the sun is pouring on in. Little bit of good news. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde is finally going on trial in a French court over some mischief that happened when she was still part of the French government. And I think we're reaching the point where most Americans are finally really beginning to understand and accept we're not dealing with a few bad apples, a few corrupt politicians. It is the very nature of politics and finance that makes them corrupt. I keep thinking about that mayor who's been indicted for raping a four-year-old, and he was out there saying it's her fault, and he's dedicated his life to Jesus. You know. It is the curse of politics that it does attract the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. And that's why the founding fathers set up our country the way they did. Power and authority were to be diffused across the entire nation at all levels. There wasn't supposed to be a central, all-powerful ruler. Apparently, Italy is now ignoring the rules imposed by the European Union for its bail-in. They apparently have been in crisis for months now, 8 months, and it's accelerating. And if Italy implodes, it could take the rest of the European Union with it, at which point everybody who voted for Great Britain to leave the EU will be vindicated. Iran's oil exports are now at their highest level since 2012. That plan to damage Russia's economy with an oil price war has backfired horribly. It harmed Europe, it harmed Venezuela, it harmed the fracking industry, not that we're going to care about that. And Iran is out there exporting oil. It wasn't thought all the way through. The quality of thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. has been deplorable, and now we know why. The people in these top positions are not there because they know what they're doing. The people in these top positions of power and influence are there because they've got big, fat wallets and were willing to buy their way into power and authority in a government willing to sell it. Okay, now, as you know, today is the debut of the iPhone 7, and Apple has been running commercials all week about how the iPhone 7, get it while it lasts, get them while you still can. And that's actually been a feature of Apple's advertising all along, to create the illusion of scarcity so people will scamper on down and buy that phone as quickly as they can. Unfortunately, today, the only thing that's scarce are actual customers, because photos of the outsides of the Apple stores and the various cell phone companies that are carrying the iPhone 7, there's no line. Nobody's going in there. People are hanging on to their older phones. I keep getting emails from my cell phone provider. You're entitled to an iPhone 7, you know, for only $240 or whatever the upgrade fee is. I don't have the $240, and I don't need to upgrade. I'm perfectly happy with this one. All righty, we got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to take your call as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael, it's Mateus. I almost called you Mateus. Okay, so...
Me, Michael.
I was wrong. Hillary is still alive. So
yes.
I got egg in my face about that one. That made me realize
let's compromise and say that she's undead.
Okay, the campaigning undead.
Yes.
But it made me realize that I think I'm on the wrong track with this a bit, and I need to show a bit more support for Hillary, I think. So I've prepared for you Hillary's new campaign theme song.
Okay.
And I'm just going to play it, and you can just hang up on me when you're done, and I'll say goodbye. Have a good day.
Here's
the new Hillary Clinton campaign theme music.
All right, that really is very, very funny. And there are a lot of parodies coming out. In fact, one that we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com is somebody did a parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It video, only it's called Hillary Clinton Delete It. And so people are having a lot of fun with this stuff. And, well, they should. Because if there's a very potent weapon against tyranny and dictatorship and the fear that they live by, it's humor. Because laughter kills fear, and without fear, they lose control over us. So, yeah, let's have some jokes. Let's make some fun of them. All righty, getting on back to the stories here. The refugee situation in Europe is just spiraling completely out of control. Apparently, there's been another clash with refugees and the German people in Bozen, Saxony. And Merkel's government is beginning to fall apart. The head of Germany's parliamentary probe into a neo-Nazi murder series, Clemens Binninger, has decided not to contest next year's Bundestag election. He's basically withdrawing as a candidate. And for Angela Merkel's party, his exit is a major setback because he was one of her key supports. Her party is turning on her. She's not going to win her next election unless they use Diebold voting machines. Then anything's possible. Now, we're seeing a whole bunch of articles, and these are very much to the point. This one's from a Charles Hugh Smith blogspot. The mainstream media bet the farm on Hillary and lost. And they're talking about how corporate media has destroyed its supposed image of objectivity, investigative reporting, and unbiased journalism in this pandering to Hillary and her campaign. Another story in the same theme from IntelliHub, the death of mainstream media. That's okay. We're ready to take over here in the independent media. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the Lady Claire.
Regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.